Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was thinking about this last night at dinner with the family, and I can't believe I'm going to ask you guys. Oh, I can't believe I even care, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How does it work at dinner time in the Franco household and in the Light household, the Osborne Light household? What do you do? Like, is it every night's a different thing, or do you all sit together as a family and eat?
It's very funny because I don't think we've ever had this type of conversation now that Sarah's recently married and has a husband and has two teenage daughters.
Yeah.
Whereas before, it was just her having dinner alone.
I mean, yeah. I knew exactly how she ate dinner. She crawled up in bed, put on her laptop, and
whatever on Netflix.
Watch whatever.
I did not eat in bed. I ate on my couch. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, my bad.
So our eating habits are we eat at a table.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be a table inside our house. It may be a table in a restaurant.
Okay.
Big percentage of it at a restaurant.
All right.
But we talk to each other. We have a television on in the background if we are at home, though. I will admit that.
Always?
Not always. When I really want them to eat their food and I'm trying something new with them and I don't want to watch TV, I'll turn it off. Or if I feel like they had a lot of action going on and they were really like amplified in the car on the ride home.
Now, is dinner time at the Franco house always the four of you?
No, it's never my wife.
Oh, never your wife?
No, my wife comes home late. It's the three of us.
So you will eat dinner with the two kids,
yeah.
And then your wife is just on her own?
Yeah, she'll come home and she'll find something and make something. She's usually like doing some type of fad diet thing, like something she drops in a blender and has her.
So you guys will never, except on the weekends, eat together as a family?
Pretty much.
But on the weekends, will you sit down at a table or you always go out to eat?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not what you see like a family from the 70s that sit around at a table and sit around. How was your day? I mean, we're just sitting there kind of looking at each other like, what? And boogers are running out each other's nose and one kid's jumping on another. It's not organized whatsoever.
All right, Sarah, it's your house.
Well, so I want to say that growing up in my house, every day I would get home from school, I would have like an hour break to watch Oprah and then I would have to help my mom in the kitchen.
Sarah was only 7 years old, by the way, watching Oprah.
Oh, yeah. And we would sit at dinner. Televisions were not allowed. And we sat at a meal that my mom cooked Monday through Friday. It's different now in the house that I'm in because it's such a struggle for me because the two teenagers both do sports. And sports, like soccer, starts at like 7 o'clock and it's in Pflugerville and we live in Round Rock, or it's at 7:30. And so it really kind of just disrupts that dinner. So I just kind of have to work around it. So I try to just cook a meal and people eat it when they can eat it. If it's before track, if it's before soccer. But then on occasion, we all will be home. And then I think just because my husband knows that it's really important to me, he'll call everybody down and we have to sit at the table, phones away. And it's a how was your day type of conversation. Ideally,
just like you did with your mom and dad.
And ideally that to me is like what it should be. And I would love for it to be that way every single night. But it's just not possible with all the after school activities.
Now, is that no TV on?
Now, if it's just like a casual night where Sarah hasn't really cooked a full meal and we're just like eating Trader Joe's soup dumplings, then television will
Sarah,
be on.
It's okay to have a TV on. This isn't 1970.
Well, I'm just saying, but it's such an inner struggle with me. Like, I don't want there should not be. Like, I shouldn't have even by myself been watching television when I was sitting on my couch. I feel as a failure.
Wow.
I do.
We don't always eat together as a family. But when we do, it's always phones off. We're strictly forbidden at dinner time to have the phones.
Mm-hmm. Kids, and too?
Yeah.
kids don't have their phones. And the TV is never, ever, ever on.
By the way, Booker's kids are on like 5 and 2 or 5 and 3, right?
Yeah. Right, but that's about the time you get a phone, right?
No!
Oh, no. When was the last time you ate a meal without watching TV, checking your phone, or both? If your answer is, I can't remember, then you're not alone. According to a new survey, 88% of people now eat most of their meals in front of a screen.
Oh, that's good to know. That is good to know.
You feel better, Alex?
Yeah, totally, because it's just life. That's just what it is.
I wonder what the percentage of people who eat with two screens, because they have their phone, but they also have the TV on.
Well, that's just disrespectful. You have to have just the TV on.
Oh, just one? Okay,
I mean,
one
if you're
screen.
Looking at a phone and the TV is on, that's just, you just don't even want to be there. So why even there?
The average person says they have just 5 screen-free meals a week. The survey also found the top 5 things we do on our phones during our meal are, you want to take some guesses?
Check Instagram or social media.
Mm-hmm. Scroll through social media.
Look at the news.
No, it's not on
current
the top
events,
5.
No.
Now, not as a family, but for instance, I went to Thundercloud and I was watching some video I saw on YouTube, and I ended up, like, you know, the YouTube wormhole that, like, you watch one, another one fires up, and yep. I could not turn away from watching videos. I don't know if it was on YouTube or it was on Facebook, but it was videos.
Absolutely. Watch okay. YouTube is in the top 5. Read email, do stuff for work, and watch a TV show or movie on a streaming app. Oh, and 83% of people say they spent so long trying to decide what to watch, their food got cold.
Oh, that's funny.
Shocker.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.